Welcome to the Creative Bloom Boom, our podcast. We're going to solve all of your digital marketing problems, and we're going to talk to you about stuff we really care about.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to podcast number two of the Creative Bloom Boom. I am Ollie from Creative Bloom.
And I'm Stu from Creative Bloom. And it is our duty, Ollie, to help dispel the crazy dark arts of digital marketing. What are we talking about today, Ollie?
Today we're going to be covering how the Google search engine result page works, how it's ranking, how and why websites are being ranked where they are, and also a little bit about algorithms, because we're not going to go into too much detail where, you know, where everyone starts getting confused because we use words that only robots speak. But we're actually going to talk about updates and why they're important to keep an eye on, and maybe over the years how they've started to shape the types of content that you see out there. And, you know, now maybe the next one that's coming up. When's the next one coming up, Stu? When's the next update?
May this year, there's one coming up.
May 21. So that's the next one to keep an eye out for. Yeah. And we're going to work our way up to that and how you can prepare a little bit, or just kind of read up on algorithm updates so you can get your website ready for that.
This word's around a lot, not just in digital marketing. You know, we search marketers, we've known the concept of an algorithm, which is used by search engines. But you know, it's coming up a lot more in everyday life. You know, the algorithms are taking over the world and determining, you know, we're going to run our lives, and Skynet's going to take over and other dystopian future sci-fi films are available.
But how are they? But I mean, I guess for people who have absolutely no idea what an algorithm is, if we say that, what do we mean when we say Google algorithm?
Okay, so
what do we mean?
So I did a Google search, and it said you do not need to know what an algorithm is.
No, of course, because Google controls.
and then someone knocked on my door. No, Google search, you know, from the dictionary, from the Oxford Language Dictionary, other language dictionaries are available. Is an algorithm is a noun, is a process or a set of rules to be followed in calculations or other problem solving operations, especially by a computer.
Right.
So I hope that makes it a lot clearer. So
end the podcast now.
Let's end the podcast. an example actually of an algorithm is a cooking recipe. Okay. And it's a very basic element. You have weights and measurements of different ingredients or inputs that you have to sequence in a certain way and do different things to. Mm. And you have an input, and then you have an output, which is the delicious meal that you make.
That's quite good actually, because obviously the more accurate you are to that recipe, the better the outcome.
There we go.
So if you make a really crappy cake, no one's really gonna wanna come over and take a bite of it. Whereas if you have the most delicious cake in the world, you're going to get lots of people wanting to steal a bit of it.
There we go. It's a bit like websites and content.
That's a good analogy, Stu.
It's a good analogy. It's one of the best analogies I've ever heard, actually. Ollie, do you know who is credited with creating the first algorithm?
Isn't it Mr. Google?
No, it's not. It's not. It's actually, and you know, in International Women's Day, we're going to celebrate prominent international women, Ada Lovelace. So she is credited with writing the oldest, one of the oldest algorithms. She was, she worked on Charles Babbage's proposed mechanical general purpose computer, the analytical engine. So she actually created that kind of first.
How long ago was this? Do we know?
She was born in London. She's a Cockney, and 1815. So kind of one of mid to late 1800s. And she obviously, this was the first algorithm created for a computer. And since then, what we know is digital marketing, Google, social media were early adopters of the algorithm.
You're listening to the Creative Bloom Boom. Creative Bloom are a search engine marketing company specializing in marketing strategy, search engine optimization, and paid advertising. If that's something you think would help you, please get in touch.
Yeah, I guess Google's using algorithm to determine how to rank somebody, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, how do they determine which websites to show at the top or in different places or for different search terms? I guess that's what they're ultimately
that was
trying.
Purpose. Yeah. That's why they were thinking, right, we need to start combating this. I think a lot of people that, you know, if you imagine when the, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, websites were, it was much easier to just copy another website, take someone else's content. You know, if someone wrote a really good article that was ranking well, someone else could have just copied it. And after a while, you know, and all these fake links and people building spammy sites and that kind of thing.
Keyword stuffing.
Exactly. So they needed some way of combating it. So this algorithm idea and kind of having these updates would start to piece by piece, start tackling that with maybe the most important area first, which is part of the Panda update, which was...
It was to penalize people who kind of sat around eating bamboo and weren't the best at kind of
mating
and producing offspring in zoo environments.
Yeah.
If that was you, you
it
were...
It was the black market bamboo market.
Black market bamboo. No, it was, you know, there's a term in the industry, isn't there? And it's called black hat SEO.
Yeah.
And
what does black hat mean, just quickly?
It's basically nefarious. I say nefarious. Bad, but it is dastardly SEO practices. So it's gaming the system.
That's what the
algorithms, you know, Google has it, like we said, like it's the recipe. It's like saying, oh, if I shove in loads of flour here, the pie looks literally full and people are going to buy my pies. Was that a good analogy? I don't know.
3 out of 10 for that
3 out of 10 for that one. And so you could game the system. So you could game the system. You could have, you could steal somebody else's content. You could stuff a load of keywords in. I don't remember the flower shop in Brighton website, Ollie, whether it was just flower shop in Brighton,
Like a robot had written it, you know, just full of keywords, not actual anything anyone would want to read. Yeah. But yeah, this first update, so like we were saying, the Panda update was designed to tackle that, and it focused on those content areas of your website. So it's talking about, you know, keywords, talking about duplicate content, and actually penalizing websites that would break this rule. And I think that's the thing to think about with algorithms is, you know, with a big update, like the Panda one, when it first came in, suddenly websites that were ranking really highly might have been affected and dropped down because after the crawler had checked out the websites and done its analysis, it would have thought, okay, this is a little bit cheeky here, or this website isn't doing things by the book. And so it's going to penalize you, either drop you down, or, you know, you might have to make some changes to your website
Stop eating bamboo. That's basically what it was trying to do. So the good people at home, we're going to give them practical tips throughout these podcast series. So how can somebody, Ollie, easily check their website for, you know, it adheres to Panda? So it's thin content, keyword stopping, duplicate content.
How can they? Okay, so
what can they do at home?
Yeah, well, there's a few tools. I mean, there's some free tools that you could use. There's a tool called Moz, which is really good. Mm-hmm. So Moz offer a paid service as well, but they have a range of tools. There's something called a Moz bar that you can actually add to your extension, your Chrome extension, and you can go onto a page of your website, and it will start to tell you the areas of your page that are maybe missing keywords, missing particular things like your headings, your site titles, and start to kind of at least help you with a bit of a guide in terms of how you can optimize a page. You know, everything is like
The Screaming Frog is one, SEO Power Suite. So you need an SEO tool. They do exist and they will kind of crawl your site. And, you know, some of them will flag up if you've got duplicate content, thin content. Some of the SEO inventory, the place where we need keywords, is missing, et cetera, et cetera. My eye on the dance.
You're listening to the Creative Bloom Boom. Creative Bloom are a search engine marketing company specializing in marketing strategy, search engine optimization, and paid advertising. If that's something you think would help you, please get in touch.
That was Google's first big update. That was 2011. That seems quite a long time ago. So what happened after that? What's happening?
Yeah, so after that, obviously people, all the websites that needed to improve did. Everyone shuffled around a little bit in the search results. And then there was another, there was the kind of next chunk that Google needed to tackle. And this was quite a hefty one. And this is links. This is spammy links, irrelevant links and stuff where, you know, people are creating websites and just linking here, there and everywhere, you know, charging people for links and essentially trying to game the system by making Google think that a website is maybe more prominent than it should have been just because it's getting a lot of these links in. But a lot of the links that were coming into this website, and that's like a hyperlink from one website to another.
Yep.
They were just, you know, spammy, and these websites weren't of any quality. So they introduced the Penguin update.
The Penguin,
2012.
Yeah. So penalizing Antarctic fowl Antarctic. Who weren't great at running on ice.
That was it. And
which is a bit mean of Google. I think the penguins get a rough deal. You know, they've got the polar bears and the seals to contend with. So it's probably worth just telling our listeners why are links? Yeah, so this, we talk about links.
Yeah, links.
So you know, let's talk a little bit about how search engines work. So a search engine, you know, search engines. So they do three things basically. So they're crawling, they're scouring the internet. They've got these little bots, and they. It's their job to find everything in the internet. That's a big job. Okay. So that's the first thing that they're going to do. After that, they index it. Okay. So they're filers, you know, so they're like clerks. They're just kind of putting things into its index and it's just working out what to do stuff as well. And then I guess what it's doing then is it's crawling. What is it doing when it's crawling and indexing? What exactly is it crawling and indexing, Ollie?
Well, it's looking at your site and it's trying to find all the pages of content that you want to show to the world on a search engine. And it's basically deciding and categorizing them in terms of priority. And it's your website's job to tell the Google crawler, you know, which pages are important, which pages aren't, and essentially you want Google to index all the pages on your website. That's the main thing. You want it to find all the pages of with important information and make sure they're appearing on Google. And that's pretty much what happens when it's.
It's also creating a pattern of the web, and it is a web. You know, how do websites link to each other? So, you know, how do suppliers link to Amazon and backwards? You know, so it's looking at all of these links. This is what we call a link from one website to the other. And at one point, Google used it as a way to be able to rank results. So, you know, who's at the top? Who gets in the top spots? What is the best piece of content that is going to answer a searcher's query? Okay. And again, you know, so You at home, you can check this out. You know, use an SEO tool, look at your link profile. It give you a score out of 100 for your links. You know, check out the ones that look spammy. You know, you might see links from different, you know, foreign languages. You know, if you don't serve those countries,
and you can
disavow your links to Google. You can say, actually, Google, these look spammy. I can get rid of these. Get them off your profile.
And you can type in, so Moz, again, that same tool has a link checker. So it has a link explorer where you can, you know, check out your links, but not only your links, you can check out your competitors' links. So other websites. So the websites that are ranking above you, it may be that they've got some really high quality links. And maybe by having a look at who's linking to them, it might give you an idea of you know, the kind of links you could get. Mm. And are there any opportunities there? So there are tools, again, type it into Google, you know, check my backlinks or something like that. Yeah. Check my links. Yeah.
Now there's some free tools, but they're limited use, and there's some paid ones. I guess you just have to navigate it around. And Moz, we're not work. This isn't product placement for Moz, but if you are listening, Moz, Can we have a couple of coffee cups? Right. So next,
we've got Hummingbird in 2013, which was focused on keyword stuffing, low quality content. Again, it was almost tidying up the panda update before.
Well, yeah.
But then after that, a really important one was a mobile update.
Yeah, the mobile one
in 2015, because in 2015 they started to realize this huge uptake in mobile. Mobile's getting even more advanced. And how important it is.
And it's incredible because most people only have a mobile from the ages of like 0 to 1, you know, above the cot. And suddenly Google is putting a massive amount of importance for it. So, well, you know, I had a mobile, I think.
Different mobiles, when I was, I think you're on the wrong
one. Oops.
But mobile phone optimization.
Oh.
Mobile phone, yep, not mobile tower.
I just gave some bad advice to one of our clients, right?
But how, so talk about why this mobile algorithm update was important. So obviously people started using more, using their phones more, and they'd be crawling the web. But why did there suddenly need to be this update for mobile? What was the issue?
Well, I mean, if you remember, I don't know if you remember the first internet on mobile phones, and it was basically you were just looking at the desktop and you were squinting, and it wasn't, you know, you could try and push, and it wasn't that great. But then suddenly, you know, it was a smartphone. As soon as you had big screens on like someone's hand, okay, suddenly a requirement for a well-optimized search on mobile became paramount. It's because, well, I think by 2015, that's when you started to get a critical mass of searches starting to take over via mobile. And we started to see, certainly in some industries, some areas, mobile search was higher than desktop. So Google changed a lot here, and they were like, no, if you've got a poorly mobile optimized website, you're going down, buddy.
Yeah, and I think that's something to really pay attention to with your own websites, is to go on your website on a mobile and go through every single page and the whole journey that a customer or a user would go on. Because so often, you know, we have a look, you know, clients come to us with a really great website, even if it's a brand new one, and the mobile optimization hasn't even been thought of. And, you know, these updates will only continue to happen and really not look too favorably on websites that aren't optimized for mobile, because actually we're now at a point where Google is looking at mobile before it's even looking at desktop.
Mobile first
optimization. So super, super important and really quite a groundbreaking algorithm update, really, to start shifting things around. With the customer in mind, the customer, the person who is viewing your content in mind.
Yeah, there's some Google itself has its guidelines for mobile optimization. There's a mobile friendliness test, Google's mobile friendliness test. Put your website in there and do what it recommends you do, because then you're optimizing your website based on Google's assessment of your website.
Yeah.
Simples.
Exactly. So great. So then we have mobile, and then we started to tidy up some of the loose ends again. There was another one in 2015 that came out, was the Rank Brain update.
Rank Brain, yeah.
And it was to tidy up, poor UX, which probably had a little bit to do with mobile as well. Poor content, maybe very very light content, not really going into detail. And the more and more we talk about, in the coming years, we'll continue to say how important unique content is, and really going into detail with your content as well. You know, these updates again are all about providing the customer with some really high quality, detailed information.
It was this one where Google was kind of really bringing in its machine learning system, and it was looking at queries and the language used and synonyms. Implied
synonyms.
Synonyms. I was glossing over that. Synonyms.
I know. I didn't want to let you.
synonyms.
Synonyms.
Cinnamon. I don't know why Google wanted to use cinnamon, but it is checking for it. Implied words, you know, so it's looking at related content, basically, because, you know, again, you'd probably get someone would, you know, they could put keywords in the right place and the content would be a bit thin, actually, and if someone's really thought about it. When you optimize a page, you write naturally and you tighten it with keywords, you know, and Black Hat people would just have any old crap. And they would just, you know, keyword position it in the right places. So it was really addressing a lot of that stuff, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. So,
yep. And then and going forward, we started to, once Google had tidied up all those areas that we've just discussed, it then really wanted to start to drill down on high quality information. And that's when the EAT update came in, which stands for expertise, authority, and trust. Uh-huh. And it's about being an expert on your sector, you know, and making sure you're providing valuable, high quality information. And that means really breaking down your services. So, you know, what you'll find is, you know, if you, you know, for us, for example, digital marketing, you know, we couldn't have one page that just talked about everything we did. You need to really break down your information, have a page on each topic, and really make sure that you provide the reader and Google everything that it's expecting to find. Because this is another thing to think about is Google is comparing your website to every other website in your sector as well. So if you're in digital marketing, it's going to compare you to every other digital marketing, you know, website. And whoever comes out on top is the one that's going to have a healthy backlink, you know, report. It's going to be optimized for mobile. It's going to be really high quality content. They've gone into detail. They're user friendly. And this is where, you know, it brings something that Stu and I say a lot is, does your website actually deserve to rank? You know, when we talk about all these things, you know, be honest, step back, click your competitors and think to yourself, do I really feel like an expert on my sector here? You know, am I authoritative and will Google trust me if it comes to the website? So
exactly. And with this particular update, what it was looking for is trying to combat some of the fake news, all that stuff. So, you know, it was really looking for, you know, what we call expertise and trust signals on the website. So, you know, can I see accredited organizations linked in and out of the website? Can I see referencing in where stats are used? Can I see a good thorough about page and an easy contact page? Can I see bios of the authors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So if you Google EAT signals, and it'll be, you know, there's quite a few checklists available that will help you get your content, get your website up to shape, to hit that algorithm.
And I think up to now, I think that those are the most significant updates that have happened, right, Stu? That's kind of where
that's right. Google now talks about core updates. So Google's updating its algorithm every day, and then every now and again it releases what it calls a core update. The effects are often unknown. I guess, you know, don't try and game the system. Just do things naturally. Make sure your content's well written. Make sure your website's well set out. And, you know, if it's really important to you, use keyword trackers. You can track your position on keywords, you know, versus your competitors. And you'll be able to, you know, there's a really great tool called Rank Tracker. And you can correlate Google algorithm updates with your organic search. So you can actually see if you've been hit by an algorithm penalty. Yeah. So if you ever saw one of those dips in Google Analytics, That's probably a thing to do. But there is one coming up in 2021, which I think is going to be relatively large, and the industry thinks it probably will. If, again, it's coming back, if you haven't got a well set out website, so they're calling it the page experience update, and they think it's going to include mobile friendliness. If your website is secure, it's going to be looking at site speed, interactivity, visual stability, etc. You know, how well does the call to actions and the signposting the website work on mobile? It's going to be very, very important. And again, Google has got tools. You can go to Google's Web Vitals, put in your website, and it'll give you an indication of where you stack up in Google's eyes and this stuff. So do that. Take that away. Take actions, you know, take action now, and you'll be ahead of the curve. That's the key of algorithms. You kind of know when they're coming and tell you what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. And just on that search console as well is a really important tool if you can get that on your website to see how, you know, Google's crawling your website, indexing your pages and that kind of thing. And yeah, as Stu says, be honest and don't try and do anything cheeky. And putting in a little bit of hard work will reap the benefits. There aren't really any shortcuts. I think that's the other thing. There aren't shortcuts in order to rank highly. And a lot of visitors, again, will say, I want to rank number 1, 2, and 3. And I think that's where the relationship that we have with our clients is really important, where, you know, we both have things that we have to do. So there's stuff that we've got to get on with, but there's also things that we'll always say, you know, this is something you need to think about, because as you always say, Stu, again, SEO is an ongoing thing. This is something that always requires us to come back, see what these new updates are, make little tweaks, see what's working, see what isn't, check our Google Analytics. You know, if you haven't got Google Analytics, make sure you get that on there. And keep chipping away at it. Yeah, there are no quick wins. It needs time and dedication.
No quick wins. So, yeah, don't try and cheat the algorithm. You're an algorithm away from getting a penalty, and then Skynet are going to come and get you.
Yeah, exactly. Through the ceiling. All right. So if you have any ideas after you've been listening to these podcasts of things you'd like me and Stu to talk about, please email us, send us a message, you know, tweet us at Creative Bloom UK on Twitter, and we'll be happy to kind of talk about anything that's going to be valuable. But where can someone wanted to learn a little bit about how to do some stuff in a bit more detail, Stu, where can we send them?
Well, you can sign up to one of our drop-in digital marketing workshops.
Yep.
At lunchtime, about once a month at the moment. So we talk about SEO, how Google works. But what talk about here, but we visualize it and show you some of the tools as well. They're really, really great value. Go to our website, www.creativebloomrocks.com, digital training, and you will see the whole program.
Exactly. All right. So let's head off to the pub that
let's
is still closed.
Algorithm
and
something.
We'll sit outside. We'll go sit in a tent outside the pub that is still closed during lockdown.
Still closed. But we'll go and algorithm something.
Go create our own algorithm.
I'm going to algorithm something.
All right. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Bloom Boom. Do tune in next time for all of your digital marketing tips to bring you out of the digital bloom. If you're really stuck, hit our website, www.creativebloomrocks.com. See you next time. I got my eye on the dance floor, eye on the